ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11 इस 11 Chandamsi akamasya cha yasya kaman duduhur ajahur ato malim nripa pratyanchita yudhi dharmena Vipra Yarashisham Shastam Amsham Paretya Chandam Siyakamasya Chayasya Kaman Duduhur Ajarur Atobalim Nripaha Pratyanchita yudhi dharmena vipra yadashisham shastam amsham paretya chandamsi akamasya chayasya kaman duduhur ajarur atobalim nripaha Pratyanchita yudhi dharmena vipra yadashisham shastamam samparetya chandam siyakamasya chayasya kaman duduhur ajavrur atovalim nirpaha Pratyanchita yudhi dharmena vipra yadashisham shastam amsam paretya tadamsya kamasya chayasya kaman Duduhur ajavrur atobalim nripaha Pratyanchita yudhi dharmena vipra Yadashisham shastamam samparetya Chandamsya kamasya chayasya kaman Duduhur ajarur atobalim nipaha Pratyanchita yudhi dharmena vipra Yadashisham shastamam samparetya Chandamsya kamasya chayasya kaman Duduhur ajarur atobalim nipa Pratyanchita yudhi dharmena vipra Yudashisham shastamam samparetya Matajis Chandamsi All the different parts of the Vedas Akamasya of one who has no desire for personal sense gratification. Cha, also, yasya, whose, kaman, all desirables, duduhu, yielded, ajarur, offered, ato, thus, balim, presentation, Nipa, all the kings, Pratyanchita, being satisfied by his fighting in opposition. Yudhi, in the war. Dharmena, by religious principles. Vipra, all the Brahmins. Yada, when. Ashisham, of blessings. Shastamamsam, 1/6. Paretya, in the next life. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although King Gaya had no personal desire for sense gratification, all his desires were fulfilled by virtue of his performance of Vedic rituals. All the kings with whom Maharaj Gaya had to fight were forced to fight on religious principles. They were very satisfied with his fighting, and they would present all kinds of gifts to him. Similarly, all the Brahmins in his kingdom were very satisfied with King Gaya's munificent charities. Consequently, the Brahmins contributed 1/6 of their pious activities for King Gaya's benefit in the next life. Purport. As a Kshatriya or emperor, Maharaj Gaya sometimes had to fight with subordinate kings to maintain his government, but the subordinate kings were not dissatisfied with him because they knew that he fought for religious principles. Consequently, they accepted their subordination and offered all kinds of gifts to him. Similarly, the Brahmins, who performed Vedic rituals, were so satisfied with the king that they very readily agreed to part with 1/6 of their pious activities for his benefit in the next life. Thus, the Brahmins and Kshatriyas were all satisfied with Maharaj Gaya because of his proper administration. In other words, Maharaj Gaya satisfied the Kshatriya kings by his fighting and satisfied the Brahmins by his charities. The Vaisyas were also encouraged by kind words and affectionate dealings, and due to Maharaj Gaya's constant sacrifices, the suitors were satisfied by sumptuous food and charity. In this way, Maharaj Gaya kept all the citizens very satisfied. When Brahmins and saintly persons are honored, they part with their pious activities, giving them to those who honor them and render them service. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 34, Tadviri Pranipratina Pariprasthina Sevaya. One should try to approach a spiritual master submissively and render service unto him. Chandamsi akamasya chayasya kamam duduhur ajarur atobalim nipaha pratyanchita yudi dharmena vipra yadashisham shashtamam samparetya. Although King Gaya had no personal desire for sense gratification, all his desires were fulfilled by virtue of his performance of Vedic rituals. All the kings with whom Maharaj Gaya had to fight were forced to fight on religious principles. They were very satisfied with his fighting, and they would present all kinds of gifts to him. Similarly, all the Brahmins in his kingdom were very satisfied with King Gaya's munificent charities. Consequently, the Brahmins contributed 6 of their pious activities for King Gaya's benefit in the next life. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the symptoms of the Raja Rishi are given, the saintly king. There are different types of kings, even in the Vedic literature. Once upon a time, there was a king whose name was Vena. And Vena was so cruel that the citizens compared themselves, they were compared to ants on a log that was burning at both ends. On one end, there was the cruel rule of Maharaj Vena, who would not hesitate to punish or kill someone for any slight offense. and tax the citizens in a very terrible way. And on the other end were the dacoits and thieves who ran wild and rampant during the reign of Marajvena. This is the proof of an impious king, impious leader, when dacoits and thieves run rampant. Just like in our modern day society, we can judge in our United States of America what kind of king they elected, such and such person. Everything was supposed to be very nice, very wonderful, and still, just even on our corner, on every lamppost on the corner, they're searching for these four thieves and rogues. Police are searching for rogues. And roguedom is up at an all-time high. They try to say, oh, well, murders are really down. But different types of death, and which they can't say is because the rogues and thieves are very expert. They don't know if it's murder or someone just passed away. They're not able to tell. And therefore, crime is up at an all-time high, even when Srila Prabhupada was personally on the planet. He met with, I think it was the police chief of Chicago, Lieutenant Mosley, whatever. And they were wondering crime and what to do. We don't know how to control this crime. Because the government is corrupt, I think the governor at that time, or actually the mayor at that time, was a gentleman by the name of, they've been mayor, the father and son, for the last 187 years. Mayor Daley. When I grew up, it was Mayor Daley, and he died, and his son, Mayor Daley, became mayor. I think still is Mayor Daley. And because they're crooks, because it's corrupt, therefore, corruption is rampant. Even my parents used to tell me, oh, don't go on the L. Don't go on the Howard Street L after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We actually went one time, some of my friends, we were 13, 14 years old. We went from the north side of Chicago to Savas and Nicotma's neighborhood, the near south side of Chicago. And we were attacked by 4 hoodlums on the elevated. Just as my mother had warned us, somehow Krishna saved us. He had some better purpose. But dacoits and thieves were rampant. And still now, more than ever, dacoits and thieves are rampant. And during the time of Marajvena, the dacoits and the thieves were rampant. This is the sign of a bad leader, of terrible leadership. Because the leaders are not saintly persons. Just like Maharaj Gaya, he was a Rajarishi. He had no material desires. Nivitta Trishna Upagiyamanat Bhava Sarachotra Manobiraman Kautama Sloka Gunanuvarat Puman Virajeta Vigna Pasubnat. Nivritta Trishna, the goal of the human form of life is Prema Pumartho Mahan, to become lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to dedicate everything and become completely immersed in love and devotion to that Supreme. But to get there, one has to give up one's affection to this material world and sense gratification. Therefore, it's described here that Maharaj Gaya was akamasya. He had no desire for personal sense gratification. Where is that such a leader besides our amazing Krishna conscious leaders? Where is such a leader in this material world who is free from kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, and matsarya, the six enemies of the soul, lust, anger, greed, illusion? And therefore, the Shastra says, there has to be, this is the disease. The disease that we're suffering is birth, death, disease, and old age. Disease is there. But real disease is the spiritual dis-ease. That we don't know that we're spirit souls, part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit Soul. And therefore, the Shastra says that a real enemy is kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, and matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, and intoxication. And the real disease, nivritta trishnupagiya bhava sada chotra manobirama. The disease, which is called bhava roga, Prabhupada was explaining in 1977 in many lectures. Our real disease is bhava roga. That we have to take birth, that's a disease. That we die, we have to die. 100 years at most, usually much less. That's bhava roga, that's disease. That we experience old age, and we experience disease. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Birth, janma mrityu, death, janma mrityu jara, old age, vyadi, and physical disease, mental disease. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. But Srila Prabhupada, when he was lecturing, he said, but we have the bhava saudi. E neche o saudi maya nahi baro lachi lagi. O saudi means the medicine. In this material world, if you have some disease, I went to the doctor, they said, your heart's beating way too fast. You're sitting here in the room and you're beating 115 in a minute. Should be between 60 and 80 in a minute. Why are you so excited? So they gave me one Al Saudi medicine, Baba Saudi. And the medicine can slow your heart down to 50 beats in a minute. Simultaneously, it slows your consciousness down to practically nil. I didn't take it this morning. But yesterday when I took it, I was walking around New Dwarka in ecstasy. Someone could have poked me with a knife. I wouldn't have even noticed. And this is their medicine. We'll give you medicine, and it will get the results that we're after to make the numbers go down. But they told me also, don't, what do they say? You don't try to utilize any machines. Don't drive, don't do this, don't do that. If you get up really fast, the doctor told me, you might feel dizzy. And if you fall down, just get back up. But if you get hurt, call us. So I said, what if I get up slow? Yeah, you still might be dizzy. I said, does the dizziness ever go away? Well, not really. It's one of the side effects of this. I said, how long do you want me to take this for? He said, well, you just keep taking it. Several years. So that at the time of death, one is just dizzy and goes to the big amusement park in the sky where one can stay dizzy. Actually, the goal of the human form of life is to perfect our being to be conscious. They don't have any hospitals, oh, come in and we're going to help you with your consciousness. They can lower your heartbeat, they can speed up your heartbeat, they can do all kinds of amazing things to the body, but they can't help your consciousness. Here's a pill for your consciousness. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada would say, Bhava Sauda Chotram Anobi Raman, the Asaudi, the medicine for the Bhava Roga, for the disease that we're really suffering, that medicine is Krishna Katha. Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's service, and Krishna's instructions. Krishna gives his instructions in the Bhagavad Gita. His pastimes are there in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And his service is there in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Great service that one can perform to give others the asaudi. So the Vedas state that three things have to be taken care of immediately. Fire has to be extinguished immediately. Debt has to be extinguished immediately. And disease have to be extinguished, cured immediately. So the great difficulty in this day and age is that everyone is diseased from the top to the bottom. The leaders are diseased, thinking that the goal of life is to get more and more sense gratification, is to please my senses and my extended senses, the senses of my family and friends, so-called loved ones, more and more. And therefore, from top, spreading down everywhere, because whatever the great man does, common men follow. The disease is there and spreading like anything. Therefore, as devotees, our business is to go like the first aid, like what do you call those cars or little vans when they go and help people that are suffering. Prabhupada said that we'll be like the some kind of medic, that we go and we actually deliver people from the disease that they're actually suffering. The Bhava Roga. Everyone's going to have some difficulty with their health. Everyone's going to pass from this world. Everyone's going to get old. Everyone has to be born again, or everyone is born into this world. But Krishna consciousness will give people the actual purpose in life. Purpose in life is Ante Narayana Smriti. At the time of death, one has to think of Lord Narayan. One has to think of Krishna. When they gave me those pills, doctor said, I want to see you tomorrow to see how you're faring with those pills. And I was actually meditating that if I were to leave this world intoxicated on the medications, I don't know how I would be able to fix my mind. Ante Narayana Smriti. Therefore, even our Srila Prabhupada said, whatever you do, he told his disciples, don't let them stick all kinds of tubes and give me their Western medication. Of course, we have to do what's necessary to keep body and soul together. We were personally there. Srila Prabhupada was seeing a Ayurvedic doctor. The doctor had come and he told him, just make sure that you always take this liquid, whatever they had given for medicine, and make sure that you always keep your lap covered with this chadar and always keep your socks on. So Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his room, we were there in 1977 in August, and the Vaidya, the Ayurvedic doctor, was announced. He was coming up. Prabhupada said, go get my socks and that chadar, bring to me. Bring the chadar. So when the Vaidya arrived, Srila Prabhupada had his socks on and his lap was covered with the chadar blanket, just as the Vaidya had instructed, no more than 90 seconds before he arrived. That doesn't mean to say that we don't follow the instructions, because one can take instruction even from a non-conscious place. Ajagara Britti, Prabhupada said one time in Denver, this is beautiful park. We take the park and we use it in Krishna service. We take a nice walk. We do a festival in the park. Ajagara Vritti means the snake and the mouse. That there's a snake inside of a basket and a mouse is there too. And generally the snake will eat the mouse, but the snake makes a deal with the mouse that because mouse can make a hole. You make a hole in the basket and we can both be free. Of course, as soon as the mouse makes the hole, the snake gets out and eats the mouse anyway. That's another story. But it's called Ajagara Britti. You build a nice park, we use it for Krishna service. We can use Western medicine in Krishna service. If someone is ill, they have to get healthy in order to serve Krishna properly. But at the same time, the real business, ultimate business, is Ante Narayana Smriti. To arrange our lives in such a way that at the end of the life, that we can full consciously remember Lord Narayan. I know I visited my father before his passing. He had about 15 medications on his table next to his bed. Maybe I said it before. As a true story, I said, how do you know which one to take when? And he looked in a stupor. And he said, there's a paper around here. Someplace there's a paper. Do you see the paper? Ask your mother where that paper is. And I was like, got 15 different medications the doctor are giving him. He's got some paper and the medication is so bewildering, he can't even find the paper. So we take example from the Raja Rishis like Maharaj Gaya, from the great saints like our Srila Prabhupada, who passed from this world chanting Hare Krishna, surrounded by his disciples. And we make our business going everywhere and anywhere, like the, I think Prabhupada said, the Red Cross. He said, what will we do when during the time of war? Prabhupada said, oh, you'll be like, was it the Red Cross? That you go everywhere and help people. Help people means give them the proper medicine and proper diet. Real medicine means not this thing that makes you intoxicated, but real medicine means the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra. And proper diet means Krishna prasadam. If we get people to chant Hare Krishna, eat Krishna prasadam, read Srila Prabhupada's books, make their life conscious, make it so their consciousness is not sick, we're doing the greatest medical and greatest philanthropic work for mankind. Any question or discussion? Matayi? Gotta be quick. Okay, that's it. No, go ahead. You can talk, I'll reiterate what you say.
When I first became a devotee, on my way to the temple when I was 17, I took the subway, and I had a BTG in my hand, and I took the wrong stop. I got off the wrong stop, and I was walking, and I got lost, and I saw these guys. They were black guys on a stoop just sitting there hanging out, and I went up to them, and I said, I'm going to the Hare Krishna temple. Can you help me out, please? And they looked at me, and they started whispering and laughing. And I asked them, what's wrong? And they just said, girl, you know where you're at? You're in Harlem, girl. You better get out real quick. And I said, well, I know Harlem, but I really want to go to the temple. Can you help me? And then they just started laughing and whispering and laughing. And I thought, help me. I just want to go to the temple. I'll get out of Harlem, but I want to go to the temple. And they talked for a while, and I thought, are they going to help me get out of Harlem, or are they going to get me in Harlem, and am I going to get knifed? So they started talking, and said, okay, girl, this is how you get out of Harlem. And they're giving me directions, and I was really praying to Krishna to help me. And actually, they helped me go to the temple.
Wow. Great story. Very good, buddy.
On April, this is on the note of health, on April 15th, 1973, here in Los Angeles, according to Shruti Kirti, Prabhupada said three things keep him alive: his morning walks, massage, and Ayurvedic medicine. So Prabhupada didn't preach about that, you know, because that wasn't his mission, but he did those things. He did the morning walk, he took the massage twice a day, and took some Ayurvedic medicine.
That's true. That's very true. Prabhupada always saw an Ayurvedic doctor, and he said there should always be there's a lecture, a room conversation, 1977. And Prabhupada said that you always have to have some wife. So devotees were like, what do you mean? He said, a doctor should always be there, someone to help you. You always have to have someone there. There's a conversation, room conversation, with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So Prabhupada took Ayurvedic medicine, Yogendra Ras, and a few of those different medicines. And Prabhupada, even though he had a heart attack, two heart attacks, when he came over, Prabhupada stayed with us till the externally, till the ripe old age of 82 years old. So that's also expected of us. And everyone should take their morning walk, their Ayurvedic medicine, and what was the other thing? Massage! I don't know where you get that, but okay. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. City like this. 60.